The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
All right, I'm going to begin this hour by posing an honest question. Honest question. Have we had enough? Have you had enough? How far do we have to go to the left before the general population in America, liberal, conservative, independent, Democrat, Republican, Christian, non-Christian, secularist, how far do we have to go before together we say, hey, that's enough. That's enough. Now, for me, I'm there. Hey, welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. Here's my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. I have an important announcement for you because you probably didn't know that football now has a gender. I thought it was something non-animate. It was a sport. It had, you know, people, football, but it's an organization. It's a sport. It's an activity. No. Football now has a gender. Well, I'll take that back. Football now has many genders. All right, what am I talking about? I heard this last evening, and once again, I thought it was a parody. I did. I thought it was a joke. I thought it was a parody. I am finding myself more and more and more when I read the news, hear things. I'm going, oh, that can't. No. That's got to be a parody. It's got to be a satire. Can't be true. And then you find out it really is true. Here is a headline from USA Today. NFL declares football is gay. What? NFL declares football is gay. I thought people were gay. Straight, homosexual, lesbian, bisexual. I thought this only referred to people. No, not any longer. Now sports can have a gender, a confused gender, an unnatural gender, but nonetheless a gender. What am I talking about? The NFL just rolled out a 30-second spot advertisement commercial. And it has audio, but it has video, but the video is just copy, words, and so forth. But the 30-second advertisement begins by stating, these are the first three words of the commercial: authorized, created, produced by the NFL. It begins by stating, football is gay. There are drum rolls and people cheering in the background. Football is gay. And then it goes on. Here is the text of this 30-second advertisement that comes officially from the NFL. Football is gay. Football is lesbian. Football is beautiful. Football is queer. Football is life. Football is exciting. Football is culture. Football is transgender. Football is queer. Football is heart. Football is power. Football is tough. Football is bisexual. Football is strong. Football is freedom. Football is American. Football is accepting. Football is everything. Football is for everyone. That's the text of the advertisement produced, distributed, and aired by the National Football League. It is no longer about guys on the field doing their best, playing their best, providing entertainment for the crowd that comes to watch them. It's no longer about camaraderie. It is no longer about excellence. It is now about pushing a perverted ideology and lifestyle down your throat. And here's my honest question. Have you had enough? Have you had enough of this lifestyle being crammed down your throat, in your face? The NFL diversity director, yes, the NFL has a diversity director, said, and I quote, "I am proud of the clear message this spot sends to the NFL's LGBTQ fans. This game is unquestionably for you." And then listen to this. Remember what the first line is. Football is gay. First line of this commercial. The NFL diversity director, Sam Rappaport, said, and I quote, "I will be playing its first line over and over and over in my head all season." So the entire football season, this guy who is the diversity director, over and over and over in his head, is going to say, "Football is gay, football is gay, ah, football is gay, football is gay, football is gay." And my question, what does this have to do with the sport itself? And the answer is nothing. Absolutely nothing. They have determined that the NFL, the National Football League, is now a conveyor, a deliverer of a particular ideology that represents a tiny, tiny portion of the American population. The official Twitter account for NFL says, and I quote, "If you love the game, you are welcome here. Football is for all. Football is for everyone. Football stands by the LGBTQ community today and every day." All right, let me ask you another question. This is obviously going to deeply offend a sizable percentage of the American population. Today, probably not the majority. 30, 40 years ago, this would have offended the overwhelming majority of Americans. Today, not so much, but a large percentage of Americans are going to be offended by this message. A much larger percentage of the population than the LGBTQ population, which is estimated to be somewhere between 3 and maybe 6 or 7%. Somewhere between 2 to 3% and 6 to 7%. That is the total LGBTQ population in America. So they are more than willing to offend a large percentage of Americans in order to appease a very small percentage of Americans because they are convinced you don't care. They are convinced that you are so accustomed to this that you just don't care. I care. I care. Football is something that our young people look up to. The NFL, we have heroes in the NFL that are put up in front of our young men and our young women as well. And I think one of the tragic things is so far, now this just happened yesterday, the absolute silence of the players in the NFL who will stand up and say, well, wait a minute, we're not prejudiced, but this does not represent us. Have you had enough?
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Let me repeat the question that I began the last segment with. Have you had enough? So what are you going to do? Well, let's boycott the NFL. I don't know. Maybe that's what God leads you to do. I'm never going to watch another NFL game again. Okay. I'm not telling you what to do. That's not what I do on this program. Many programs, you are told what to do, what to think, when to think. I don't do that. But I challenge you, we cannot just be silent. Got to do something. If you decide I'm done, not watching any more in the NFL, fine, that's okay. I'm going to write a letter. I'm going to call. Okay, that's fine. I'm going to contact the sponsors of the NFL. Fine, that's okay. I'm going to contact the NFL teams here in the state of Ohio and file a complaint. That's okay. There are probably 100 different things you can do. The one thing we can no longer do is just remain silent. Can't. We just can't. The radicals on the left who are in complete control now of the NFL. Now, let's just put that out there. The radical leftists are now in complete control of the NFL. And okay, class, what happens to everything and anything that the left gains control of? They kill it, they destroy it. And that's what's going to happen to the NFL. But we can't just remain silent. That's what they are counting on. The leftist activists are counting on the fact that moral people, not just Christians, but moral people, and not just moral people, people that don't want a particular lifestyle crammed down your throat in the name of sports. What does any of this have to do with football? What's the connection? Can somebody please tell me what the connection is between football is gay, football is lesbian, football is beautiful? And by the way, there are a couple of other things that bother me more than the football is gay as I go through this list. This, again, is the text of the advertisement produced by the NFL and being aired by the NFL. Football is gay, football is lesbian, football is beautiful, football is queer. Football is life. Football is not life. No. It's a game. Let's see. Football is life. Where was I? Oh, yeah. Football is life. Football is exciting. Okay. Football is culture. Yeah. Football is transgender. Football is queer. What about football is transgender or queer? Football is heart. Football is power. Really? Football is tough. Okay. Football is bisexual? Football is strong. Okay. Football is freedom. No, it isn't. Football is not freedom. And in fact, these lifestyles that the NFL is now promoting lead to bondage, addiction, moral slavery. Football is freedom. If football was freedom, they would not be pushing these lifestyles that are so destructive, harmful, hurtful. Football is American. Football is accepting. Well, once again, they are accepting if you agree with them. If you happen to disagree with them, football is not going to be accepting to you. In fact, you watch. If any NFL player has the guts and has the courage to stand up and say, hey, I don't believe in prejudice, but this does not speak for me. I don't know whether there is any NFL player that has that kind of courage, has that kind of guts, but I promise you that if any NFL player in the entire league decides to speak out against this advertisement, this commercial, and say, hey, I love all people, but this does not speak for me, we will find that football is not accepting at all. That individual will be disciplined. He could be fired. He will be benched. But I assure you, that individual will not find acceptance. And then football is everything. Football is not life. Football is not everything. Football is not freedom. And then finally, football is for everyone. Again, everyone but anyone who will disagree with this ideological push of the NFL. Anybody, any player, any coach, any assistant coach, any trainer, any staff member, I promise you, anybody in the NFL who disagrees with this ad publicly will find out football is not for everyone. Because this is the way the liberal left works. Let's wait and see if even one NFL player, coach, assistant coach, has the courage, has the guts to kindly, lovingly, but firmly say, hey, this does not speak for me. And then you watch what happens to them. In the name of inclusion, of course.